Gimel and Sukkah continued, Chof Aleph El Ha'i Tov Shin Mem, September 2nd, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
But here, besides the Yerichino, he has to be in Yitzhodi. So he says, so since they had seven sons, he can be Shiva Habe, Yevshava Habe, Bukhach in Yitzhodi, Kuhine, Vichitayne Kodesh in Yitzhodi, Kuhine, and Rabbonu Odi Mechayim, Viyu Mid Rabbonu Odi Mashkeche, Toshma Abim Komaseo Odi Yosef Sotan Hachonim, so it's a value that she did. She was concerned with what the Hachonim said, and still, so if the Hachonim had told her, you cannot sit in such a sukkah, she would have built a different sukkah. And the Chachamim didn't say anything to her. So that's a raya that the Chachamim, the Ohr HaShem, also felt. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Ramayu or Mechof or not. Bishle, but so more says, more person. Bishle, Mandoma. Bishle, Nitfanis, Magis, Nischach, Machwekes, Dalko, Shal, Malko, Leishim, Sukkah, Shinitfanis, Magis, Nischach. So, we see that there was a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda in connection with Hilni about the sukkah. So according to Rabbi Ashe, that when the Rabbanan say that it's possible only if it's in Panas Magid Rishach, so we understand this discussion in connection with Hilni about the sukkah. Because it's very likely that the Malke, a queen, when she built the sukkah, she'll build a dafke in such a way that the Panas should not be Magid Rishach. Because then it's more fancy, it's more luxury, it's more comfort. So there is more tzei. But it's chach. Mishmavir el lamdama bisuke ketanem achlekes. So when the rabbanon say only if it's not more than zayin zayin tochet, if it is exactly zayin zayin tochet, darko shel malko leishim bisuke ketanem. Omar Rabbe barade leyutzriche el losuko asuyo kiteines kiteines. It had many. It had many small sukkahs. It was one big sukkah, and then we had many little rooms, little cabins, little sukkahs. So in other words, on the whole, it was more than Zayin al Zayin, but each little cabin by itself was exactly Zayin al Zayin. So maybe one child could stay in one little cabin, another child could stay in another little cabin. So there is no part. Else, so Gemara, who asuyo kiteinis kiteinis, v'chidalko shal malko leishen, v'suko asuyo kiteinis kiteinis? So that means that the malko herself, Halhilnia malko herself, was sitting in one little cabin. So, Omer Rav Asher le'mitzchazel le'kiteinishem. Rabon zav rebonero v'suke mal yaveyasi. Aveyasi. Vinu yasve v'ketriye yes, mishum tzimies, umishum hoche, v'yamu odom. Rav Yudhya Sova, bonero gabo aveyasve, v'afiru v'yamu odom, v'ona v'cilerash. Kod mishum tzok v'yamu v'kamon, v'chayev v'chamche, v'mitzva suk, mid rabon olin shizkike v'harag v'sakot, v'mitzve shuro lo, kidei shiyum yichunech, v'yirog v'mitzve. Mishum avir e'uach, shushim v'bom k'ni אלו מנדומה בקטנה פלידה לדעת רבון מי וחידה כשמה הוא כלל נעשהו מי שעשהו נשומעים עובדי שבו סוכי די הוא יבנה מסיבוסו וכתיהם יהיה סטנו בסייך או מצניאס והיא בקטניאס יעס ואף אגב בפסולו לא יניח פסלו והיא שפטורו מן הסוכ ורב יהודה סובה so רבון סבו בונה עוד מסוכי מעל יעב יעס so that's why they didn't say a thing and והיא הוא יעס ו Did you tell yes and if you choose? Now, according to that, we can answer that question. According to what the Torah says now. So in other words, we are Yasve, we are Tengiyes, Mishim Tzmiyesen. Mishim Tzmiyesen. And it was, so the reason is why the Rabbanon didn't say a thing to her, because the Rabbanon knew that Yoni Amalko knows that the Ketengiyes is one, that his Marzik only Zayin al Zayin is the Sukkot Psuo. So in the way, she shouldn't make a bracha, so she didn't make a bracha. And the Rabbanon knew that Yoni Amalko knew. So that's why they didn't make any comments to her. But in the Ketanias, but they only have to sit in the Sukkah because of Chinuch. So how is it that the Chachomim didn't say a thing? Apparently the Chachomim are ashamed. The Chachomim of Ihlun Amalka's days held that even if it's Remayo Mechot, even though it's Remayo Mechot, and even though it's a minimum Sukkah of Zion al Zion, so it's still, it's kosher. Vim Tema, V'Rash, V'Rafon, V'Meke Pruki V'Shma Zekes, O Kedere Yishu V'Rubi V'Shulchon, Hoche Ki V'Ribono, Gabo, Ahadol V'Veyo, U'Mei D'Rabono, U'Mai Rai Shorat Yudeh, Yish Reima, V'Shulchon, V'Shi Chasuki V'Veyo, U'Boneo, Al, Hashulchon, ובונהו על השולחון הוישנים, רישם ורובון, ולוי כמסובים הם, ולוי כסקופים. In other words, it's like this. So it gives it to you, Rashi. In other words, that the Shulchon was the Seich Hagdeo, in the Sukkot Deo, and then there was a big table on the Shulchon. And let's say, so this is, here is the Sukkot Deo, and here there was a Shulchon. And then there was one child sitting here, and another child, and the Shulchan that was placed, that was standing in the Sukkot Deo. But they bent over their heads into the Sukkot Tan. In the Sukkot Tan. So the Mele and the Sukkot Tan were head jaws, Zayin al Zayin Tvachet. How was it possible? Since they were all sitting on the table that was standing in the Sukkot Deo, and they weren't reclining on the table, but they bent their heads into the heads and leaving the goof. So into the Sukkot Tano. So the male a Sukkot Tano of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim could contain the heads and part of the goof of the little children. Because they were sitting on the table that was standing in the Sukkot Deo. So he says, that's one time. Zochono v'sichat Sukkot Deo also. Uboneo ala Shulchon ha'yesh. Reisham v'ruba. V'loi kibzu imhei. V'loi kiskutu. In other words, the Shulchon. Here the Shulchon. And all the children, so they were sitting here on the Shulchon, and then they bent over into the Sukkot Tam with their heads. And they ate. As they bent over into the Sukkot Tam, they ate. So it's probably an enjoyable experience for the children to eat that way. So the male, even though it only had Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, so it was able to contain the heads and part of the goof of the seven children. So the first direct apparently assumed it is actually, it all depends upon the size. If the children are big, you know, first of all, they have to be a little bit, not even, because if they are children anymore, so then they are potter of the Sukkot. So the seven children, we have to assume that the seven children who sat in the Sukkot were all ain't children anymore. If ain't children anymore, so they must have had some stature. So according to the first parrot, they must have been very little, very short. So the male, the Sukkot of Zion, now Zion was able to contain the heads and part of the goof of seven children who are already 6 years old or more. So they must have been very short, entirely, the seven children of Yom Amalek. According to what the second English says, because the every child, if he's more than 6 years old, so a Sukkot of seinerseien could not contain the heads and the goofing of the sit and table in his kingdom. Right now, here, there is a, I just want to mention Adrias Kashi. I'm not going to give a parasite today, but just to mention Adrias Kashi. With Rabon Mechayim, I give that three days, almost days, because it's a shame, then shame, with Mashikosukshon, who is a Mechamfosom, who meets his down, the Koshari, the Eicham Rina Bisudi, the Hitani Kotin Shimso, Rina with Rabon Mechayim, with Rabon Ash, Katosh Mavei, who are through the Rabon Mechayim, the Yuru Hanakinson, so I can't. This is a shame, we just see, we go over the shame. But this is a shame, it says there that a mother is not the Hilevi Sechinuch of the children, only the father. That's actually the proportion. But there is a machlokes on it. But the case of the shame says that only a father is inferior to him, not a mother. So Mele Asotitesa says, so how about Yoni Amalko? So why did she bother to build a suke, to place the children, in the suke? So this is shame gives good about it. One teretz is that the children had a father. So the father was mechuyev. The father was mechuyev in being mechanech. But I suppose that the thing doesn't spell it out, but that's what Jesus means. The father probably was busy and he couldn't, you know, attend to the children whenever the children had to eat and sleep. And so in the middle, he left it all, he delegated it to the mother. So the mother, Hilni Amalko, was the shliach of the father to be mechanech the mitzvahs. So that's why she kept them in the suke. Not because of her chiyuv of being mechanech the children, but because of her husband's, the father's chiyuv of being mechanech the children. That's one fact. Then the second fact is, Hashem says that perhaps they had no father. But why should we say that they had no father? Because the Gemara mentions Hilni Amalko so many times. Hilni Amalko. And the husband did not mention. So apparently, she was an almone, whatever. So they said they had no father. But if she had no father, and only a father is mechuyev chinuch, a mother is not mechuyev chinuch, so he only amalko the mitzvah bi'alme with the abde. What do you mean the mitzvah bi'alme? She actually finished her sadin. He only amalko is a very fine Jewish woman, and she did not content herself with doing that which is abde. She wanted to actually finish her sadin. So, even if we say that the mother is not mechayeves, but it's a nice thing to be mechanech children. So, the male, she was makpedeh, she was very particular in being mechanech the children in mitzvahs. So, that's Andreas Kash. Here, the Gemara says, v'chitei mekot, mishim tzorfim in rabon mechay, v'yu bid rabon l'mashkeche, she didn't care for the rabonos. No, but who says that she didn't care for the rabonos? The rabonos are not mechay, the mother to be mechanic. They're not mechanic. That's our discussion. So you could say that the pshat in the Gemara, according to Tesis, or about it, you could say. After all, Tesis Shem himself has, V'yuna Amalko, L'mitzvah Ba'omudo. What do you mean? L'mitzvah Kiyumis. She was interested in being kind. L'mitzvah Kiyumis, even though it's not a Kiyumis. L'mitzvah Kiyumis. So that could be the pshat in the Gemara. V'yu b'drabonu l'mashgeche. She did not that she had no regard for Chachon. I mean, Hilni Amalko is praised in the Gemara so all the time. Whenever Hilni Amalko is mentioned, so she is mentioned for Shvach. Whenever she is mentioned, for Shvach. Hilni Amalko. So, yeah. So that's mean V'yu b'drabonu l'mashgeche. A rabbonon that is only a mitzvah kiyumis. So she didn't care for a mitzvah kiyumis rabbon. So that is no adle against her. So that, of course, pashtus haloshim of you, the rabbonon mitzvah kiyumis, she didn't care for the rabbonos. That's why Rav Gilgal is a kasha. But Rav Gilgal says tzorich in bubble. Rav Gilgal was a daikin. Sometimes he says tzorich in ktas. Sometimes he says tzorich in. And sometimes he says, Sohimbon. So apparently he considered that as a very strong kasha. But that, one could say, Balabat. Now let's see what he says to the king. So I just want to go. That they raise on the hour. So there, the Gemara says, they make the temptation behind. And the Tenekes also, behind. So he says, kosher, the Amorim knows your soul. So that was the Gabi Nikita. So you have to be mechanic when the child, whether it's a boy or a girl, so it becomes 8 years old, a girl, or 9 years old, a boy, so you have to be mechanic in the choice. What is the choice? The choice means that he shouldn't sit. He shouldn't eat the night of Nikita. But, and in the morning, he should not eat the same time he's accustomed to. Let's say if a child is accustomed to eat at 9 o'clock in the morning, every day. So then, if he's 9 years old, so first of all, don't give him any food in Kippur night. It's in Kippur, it's Friday night. So don't give him any food the night of Yom Kippur. And then in the morning, on Shabbos morning, if he's accustomed every day to eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, don't give him any breakfast before 10 o'clock. This is what Chinuch Choice means. So it says that the Shmein of Entesha, a little girl at the age of 8, you have to make Chinuch Choice, and a little boy at the age of 9. So the Shmein of Entesha, Koshom, the Amorim of Gnozi, Apeiret Nishomar, Gnozi, Amgalea, or Yishmader as made Gnozi. Tilchanke Mitzvah, so Rishloki says Tilchanke Mitzvah, Bnei Eim Bitteroi, the Bitter Chai Rechanke. So in other words, a father can be madir, can impose miziras, can become miziras for the son. God, Rishloki says, can become mishumchim. But for a daughter not. Why? Rishloki says, because a father is only mechuyev to be mechanech his son, not a daughter. So we see that there is no chiyuv of chinuch and bas. And here the Gemara says that we have to be mechanech and bas also in fasting and in kippah. So he says, V'yesh lima dosu l'ayro dafu l'mizires, avu badai l'mishom tzves chayim. In other words, chinuch in ziris, that applies only to his son, because his son needs a bigger check than the daughter. So he's more dangerous than the daughter. So in Meile, so there is a chiyuv of chinuch in ziris by his son, but not by the daughter, but all other mitzvahs, because ziris is not even mitzvah, the contrary. Normally, if one is becoming ziris, so he's a chetek. But if it's Mikabel, because for Hazar Yitzri, like Nozem Nadorem, then it's a mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. So, in other words, so there is a chiyuv of chinuch. So there is a mitzvah of chinuch upon the father to be mechanech the son in Ziras if he sees that the son, the young son, the cotton, has an inclination towards the Yitzhara. So, maybe there is a mitzvah to be mechanech in Ziras. But in order, even if the daughter is a little wild, he has no mitzvah to be mechanech the daughter in Ziras, because Ziras is not a real mitzvah, it's only under certain circumstances that it becomes a mitzvah, like it was a nador. But mitzvahs in general, which are obligatory, generally obligatory, so the same chinuch that applies to a son applies to a girl. So he says, Yishun adosum la'ayel da'atun Ziras. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. So how can we say that if one sees a cotton mitzvah, you don't have to do anything? You have to mechanech him. So you certainly should stop him in eating the veil. So they never have that the lesson means. The chinuch is shayach as yase mitzvah, v'hoi kavush in yisur. V'hod ikhin hoch chinuch, v'mishman is mea kipurim eiz ha'pris in yisur, shema kipis es imrachem, alo chinuch shem chankin zim mitzvah nisim es ha'shizich. So the shita of the Arayim is remarkable, I mean, it's a unique shita. His shita is two things, two chidushim we've seen in the Rezan in yitzvah. First of all, that the mitzvah of chinuch is not limited to a father. It's uncommon so. But of course, the father has gdim. Who should be mechanech, let's say, if there is a Jewish child in Australia, so I am a to be mechanech. So the one who is closest to him, the one who has custody over him, so he's the first one to be mechaber, because he's in a position to be mechaber. But the mitzvah of chinuch is not muscle to the father. It's muscle to bezin, not bezin, after bezin, called this way. But cannot expect every Jew in the street to be mechaber all the Jewish children. So the gdime is who has the priority. The one who is in a position to be mechaber. So it doesn't mean dafke father. So suppose someone is dafke child, he'll also be mechaber chinuch, because he has the custody. And there couldn't be any difference between a father and a mother according to Rambam's mitzvah. So the shita of Rambam's mitzvah is that the mitzvah of chinuch is not mosod after the father. It's to call this one. But the mitzvah, it applies to the one who is closest to the child, the one who has custody, who can do it with ease, not with hardships. So that's the father. So the father, the mother, the same thing. The one who has the custody of the child. So why do we say because the mitzvah of chinuch applies only to mitzvah sasei, not to mitzvah lei sasei. So then the question is, so why should it apply to fasting and kippah that's in nisa lei sasei? So the Rambam says, besides the nisa of eating and kippah, there is a kiyum a chiyum and a kiyum of the nisa sasei. So when a person, a Jew, fasts and kippah, he's becoming a mitzvah. So maybe there is chinuch. But regarding the veil, there is no kima mitzvah. If somebody extends family in the veil, he has no veil. So there is no chim. It's a very strange thing. There is chinuch in training a child to do mitzvahs, but not there is no mitzvah of chinuch in training a child to refrain from a veil. Very strange. But then the shit of another man. He said, "The rabbeinu eimer, the chinuch mishayach alavo, avavo demachir mishayach." Contrary to the shita of Rabbi Elazar Mitz, that chinuch applies to Benz and to call this one. But the father has been given because he has custody. So the shita of Rabbeinu, one of the shaykhs, maybe it's the real. So is that the mitzvah of chinuch applies only to the father. Only to the father. Abu Bonamacher will shire with him. Yukach name in Zorim Afris. Because Benz is not mechuyer. Only the father. Elohim, the father sees his child, it's Nevele, he's Mechuyev to hit him, to stop him. The Rambam says, Mechuyev, Vigabei, Lakeitsei, Lafritsei, Nisoi. Umay se dihil na malko, she yosh lehi, she will never be suke, shem wa hayo leo. Vichimcho, vikach, afiru, that's one, loshi, vachiru loyo, hoyo mechanko, mitzvah, hoyo.
Sukkah, Chof Gimel, El Hitov Shin Mem, September 4th, 1980, on Thursday.
Now, Rabbi raises the kashe against the Jesus Hashem in Yume. So there, the Hashem says that the mother is not the reality of Jesus Hashem. The mother is not in the presence of the skin. And so the shaykh asks, What about Hilda Malko? So, Nietzsche Baumgo, in other words, that was a little serious with him, she was not Mirjeves, but it was with him, the chair. So, here's the cache from this Gimor. The Gimor says here, if you take the condition of the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim, the Toshma, they call myself the Ossisol of Pichachon. So, Gimora says, be you with Rabbon on the Mashkech. But according to the Yishayim, it's not that you with Rabbon on the Mashkech. She's not Mechieves. So he said that we can answer it very simply. In other words, that you with Rabbon on the Mashkech doesn't mean that she was rebellious against Rabbon. You with Rabbon on the Mashkech, in other words, because she was not such a tzitkonyes, I mean, so midakteches, in mitzvahs, that she should try to do every possible mitzvah de Rabban. So, Toshma, Beit, Komaseo, Yosra, Ote, Chachom. So that means, Komaseo, Yosra, Chachom, means more than a person who tries to, who contents himself or contents herself with doing that which is obligatory. I mean, Komaseo, Yosra, Ote, Chachom means that he's trying to do everything in the best way. Not to content oneself with that which is obligatory. So he could give that answer. Why did Rabbi Gilya ask? Because apparently, since the Gemara uses the expression "deal with Rabbi Gilya Mashgeche," so that implies, according to Rabbi Gilya's understanding, she doesn't care about the Chacham. So why should the Gemara say she doesn't care about Dibur HaChomim? Tesis Yishayim says that Elisha is not even Mechieves in Chiyo. He's not even Mechieves in Chiyo. Now, about this din of Chiyo, Suke mid Rabbono, she nizkiko lehag lezakoto, le mitzvah she uroo lo, kidei she lo mechunech virogu le mitzvah. Now this, so, the din of Chiyo, which is a mitzvah de Rabbono, and it is incumbent upon the father, and the Tesis Yishayim says it's not incumbent upon the mother, only upon the father. So let's go over the Tesis Yishayim, because the Tesis Yishayim, they are several sheets in the Tesis Yishayim in Yom. Kosher, the Amin of the Nozi, the Pelik Mishomari, was in Malaya, when each mother was named Nozi, Kik Mishmokish, Doma in the Hamp and the Mitzvahs, Bnei Bideroi, the Bito in Chayim the Hamp. Here, the Mora says that a father is Mechuyev to make sure that his son, the Kotten, or the daughter, the Ktana, should fast and keep her before she's a day old. On the contrary, this man of fasting for a daughter, He begins earlier than this man for his son, for the simple reason that Midraise, a son is mechuyev to fast at 13, and the daughter Midraise is mechuyev to fast at 12. So in Melech, this man of chinuch is also 1 year ahead. So, but we see that there is a chinuch of chinuch ligabi bastano, nadavke ligabi be, and the Gemara in Ozia says, according to Mishlokish, that the halacha of each mother of Nei in Ozia is mitzat chinuch, so only, it only applies to them, but a father cannot be madir as bite haktanot in his res, because he is not mechuyev to be mechanuch. V'yesh leima, v'hosom le'ayre alo davke l'inye mizires, avol bada ilu nishom mitzves chayim mechanuch. V'im teima, hodi amdunom v'chol duchte, kot neichon v'eles, eivez nimitzunim ha'kisei. So, this Washington Tesis, Yishayim holds that the Chiyuv of Chinuch is not limited to the father. It applies to everyone. So the question is, Gemara says, in Bezni Mitzvah Lafisi. Bezni means calling this one, that's what Bezni means. So how can we say that in Bezni Mitzvah Lafisi, when calling this oil is Mechuyev to be Mechanech Ikov Nimitzvah. So we see that from this Loshen Deis Yisheni, the mitzvah of Chinuch is not limited to a father. Of course, the father is the firstborn because he has the custody of a child, but the mitzvah of Chinuch applies to everyone. Veimer Arab Rebeza Mimitz, the Chinuch Mishayach Roshiyasi Mitz, Biloi Pirushe Niso, Biho, the Zorin Hoche Chinuch, Chinuch Hoche Chinuch, Bameshimani is in Matipurim, what else Elisa said? איזה אחוז של מצווה שמאחוז מצווה לאחר? אלו הוא חינוך שמחלכן איזה מצווה, ומצווה סך יזכר. So Rabbi Leza Mimitz mentions two chidushim. Number one, that the mitzvah of chinuch applies to everybody, to call this one. But the father has a building. And number two, that the mitzvah of chinuch applies only to mitzvahs asei, not to mitzvahs leisase. So, I mean, that is strange. I mean, in other words, a father is mechuyev to make sure to make the child fulfill mitzvahs asei. But a father is not mechuyev to prevent a child from eating chazak. I mean, it sounds strange. We have to understand it. What does it mean? In other words, so a contra resolve means a father, let's say, has to make sure that the son will daven, will do all mitzvahs. But it's not a cotton. But a father is not mechuyev to do anything about a son eating the veil. It sounds very strange, almost shocking. But we have to listen. Now, then, but he says something. So then he says, so why is there a chinuch of chinuch? Why is there a chinuch of chinuch l'davi achilas in the fasting by Nikita? So he says, because by Nikita, besides the lay says it. So there is an essay. The nisen is not his eilem. So when one fasts on Nikita, so he's mikhail an essay. Masha'in ke nechul veiles. So the meilem l'davi in Nikita, so we do not say, in bez nitsun v'achilasin. So Kol Yisroel, and who have to be mafkis yikotin, who eats on kibbutz. But with Rabbi Nevelez, there is no kibbutz asei. We have to understand, I mean, how is it conceivable, I mean, that the hachot, that a father is not mechuyev to restrain a kibbutz in doing Yisroel? Of course, the Rambam shit is to the contrary. Because the Rambam says, in the Shabbos, in the Chasot HaSuras, Kot Nechon Vilas, in the Mitzul Lachvisein, Avon Ovin Mechuyev Lachvisein, Gligabe, Lachesein, and he says the same thing, Kot Nechal Shabbos, in the Mitzul Lachvisein, Avon Kot Mitzul Lachvisein, Avon Ovin Mitzul Lachvisein. So the Rambam Shite is certainly contrary to the Shite of Rabbi Leza Mimitz. But according to Rabbi Leza Mimitz, there is no Chiyuv of Chinuch vis-a-vis laces, as he said. There is only a chinuch. We have to understand it. How is it conceivable that a father should be allowed to let the child until he becomes bar mitzvah do every yis on the Torah? I mean, it's just inconceivable. We machal Shabbos and do everything. All right, but Shabbos, there is a special aloha. There is a special aloha of the sasek aloha, bimcho. So, but that depends upon Israel Dasov. But other Israel, there is no special aloha. So his father, it seems from Rabbi Leza Mimitz, is allowed to act indifferently towards all the averes that he cotton does. And what kind of a chinuch would it be? I mean, if he just applies the chinuch, realizes the chinuch in respect to mitzvahs asei, and then not in respect to mitzvahs leis asei, how can he be mischanech that way? Very strange way of being the chanech child. I mean, he should put on tzitzes, but at the same time that he can eat chazak. How will it be mechanechim? What kind of shema mitzvahs will he grow up? So we have to understand this. All right, we'll discuss it. Then he says, the rabbeinu eile, or rabbi eile, the chinuch mishayach alobiyo, avogodemach eile, mishayach bechinuch. Hilkach namei nizorim lahakpisek. ומאי זה דיוני המלכו שיושבו יהי בשיבו בנהו בסוכו שם הוא אהב לו או בחינכון בכך ואחר So not only on the matter, any Jew is in the hand of a Jewish child has came a mitzvah. But the chiyuv is incumbent only upon the fact. So why did Yonah Malka do it? Yonah Malka was a very nice woman, so she did not content herself with doing only that which is obligatory. So we may read about it. So that's Abigail's kashya, but we can answer Abigail's kashya that when the Gemara says the Rabbanu Le'ashkeche, it doesn't mean she was rebellious against Takon Eskacham. Rabbanu Le'ashkeche, she was not so particular to such an extent to try to fulfill every mitzvah kiyumi the Rabbanu. That not. Alright. Now, in regards to two things I want to discuss. One thing we have to understand, and that Mie was raised by Yirmiyah Simcha in the Meshach Chochmah, not in the Yasamir. Now, it's mentioned by Yerushalayim all the time that the mitzvah of Chinuch applies only to Ikon, not to Ikon. So what does it mean? That once a child becomes Bar Mitzvah, so the father is not Bechulif in Mechana. But then he's like any other Jew. So, but there is no special chiyuv incumbent upon the father, insofar as the shviras hamitzvahs of the child is concerned, any more than the chiyuv that is incumbent upon one Jew in respect to another. At all, kol yisrael harim mitzvah, so there's a mitzvah of the chochem. But, so that's all. It sounds very strange. It sounds very strange. And then, so, Rav Meir Simcha in Meshach Chochmah says that there is a chiyuv of chinuch midraisa, which applies not only to God, to God also, and to God even more than to God, because how much chinuch can you realize in God? So, and that the mitzvah, the raisa of chinuch, is implicit in the pasuk. That's what Meshach Chochmah says. Ki yidati b'man asher yitzave ez bono ve'ez beis yachro v'shomro derech ha'vishem la'asis zdoko mishpot. So kidati b'man asher yitzave ez bono means sons, ve'ez beis means daughters. That's what beis means. So in other words, so that here is the moke for the mitzvah of chinuch, and Rabbi Simcha says it's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. I think that of course, what Rabbi Simcha says is certainly true. This pasuk implies a mitzvah deraisa of being mechaner bonim and bonis. But that the mitzvah of chinuch bonim and bonis is implicit in other mitzvahs. First of all, Now that cooptes on the base of one. So the Gemara says, Tanya, a green single, call it that cooptes on the base. Colleen, a real yellow table, any table, chicken. El Colleen, a real yellow table, a real table, not chicken. El that you table, not me. Now it's Colleen, a real yellow table, after the table, not me. My Tanya, Omar, a pop, Omar, call, in the maritime basis. Because yes, we see, yes, we do need it. Because we see, we do need it. So it's special to Sakos. So Rashi says, Koleime, Ileime. Eloteo, Eloteo. So, in, so, Veinu Mikai was a mitzvah. So, after you take one lane, you cover his howling. And it's a special office. I mean, this is peculiar to the mitzvah of Pamutal. It doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. Let's say any other mitzvah, let's say tefillin. So you know that Babicha, they are devoted to being mizake, all kinds of Jews, with the mitzvah tefillin. So it's a big mitzvah. Just because a Jew is mechal shabu faresia, it doesn't mean that he is not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin if he puts it up. And that is true of all mitzvahs. If somebody is mechal shabu, it's meveles, trefes. So because of that, if he puts on tefillin, or if he doubles, or if he says kriya shema, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, what has nothing to do with that? Mashayim in the Talmud Torah, there is a special verse of course. In other words, he learns limum alayim, but he is not zoya mishneh samitzvahs. So he has no kima mitzvah from him. It's a special verse of course. It's not a mitzvah, right? Because you limadetem basise, kol sheyeshtei basiye yeshtei bomide. Kol sheyini basiye eini bomide. So the name of that means, now, this posik of the Maritim Basisem is the posik, is the worker for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that every Jew is mechuyev himself to learn Torah, and it's also the worker for the mitzvah of teaching the child Torah. The Maritim Basisem, the other psukim, Vishinam Tom Divonecho. So again, that posik too, on one hand, Vishinam Tom Divonecho implies a mitzvah to teach a child Torah, and on the other hand, so all the psukim that are expressive of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah express two things: that one should learn himself, and that he should teach Torah to his son. So, and here, so the mele, it only follows logically that the same drosha that the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes mentions in connection with one's own learning of Torah, that if somebody learns Torah, yim on the lion, loy posik yosei nipume, yim on the lion, but he's not zoya mishkiras amitzvahs, he has no kima mitzvah, as if he didn't learn it. I wouldn't say he has havera in learning, but he has no kima mitzvah. If he's not zoya mitzvahs, so, because they were talmud which made him myself, of course it's exer sakosuk, but that there is a person in space of the principle of Deva Talmud Chemeru Maizi. So that is peculiar to Talmud Torah. It doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. It doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. Tefillin has nothing to do with Shemira Samitzvah. If even if some child at all. So in other words, if the father will teach the child, shas bavli, shas yoshalmi, but he will not inculcate the tendency towards zeus in Yisuri and shiras ha-mitzvahs, the father is not the kind of goal, no mitzvah at all. Unless, chas v'sholem, that can also happen. The father did his best and the child did the mitzvah, that was all. So then he was the kind of mitzvah. But if the father was neglectful in inculcating in the heart of the child the tendency towards shiras ha-mitzvahs and zeras nisuim, so even if the father taught the child shas bavli shas yerushalmi, as the Gemara says in Dushim, is ruling the dom. So the avi of him, his grandfather, taught him everything. But if a father taught a child, but he didn't inculcate, he didn't try to inculcate that, he has no kimamit. The same as a person. So memele, that means apart from the posik of that from Yasimcha mentions in Meshachochim, ki dati kimanashi tzave is one of his basic, bishom ra'acho. So chinuch is implicit in the mitzvah of the mimadetem vasisem and kol sheyesh vasi yesh lemide. So maybe what kind of lemide is it would make if he didn't teach him asi? If he didn't teach him asi, so then you'll say, but from the point of view of the mitzvah of mimadetem, so that's only shayeh l'gabi son, not l'gabi daughter. Bishleime, from the point of view of the mitzvah of Yitatut Manashi Tzadir, is one of his basic Acho, Vishom Udara Hadishem, Lasis Dokon Mishpot. So it's mentioned, there's basic. Basic means what is. But from the point of view of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so Rematmes Nechel with the Seichel. So there is no Chiyuv of teaching Torah to Idora. No, but it's not like that. The Ogo says, and that's the Psach Mishkolo, that the Nisho is Mechuyeves in Birkes HaTor. And according to the Ogo, so the Birkes HaTor is a Birkes HaMitzvah. So the Ogo himself, we discussed it. So Bishleim, according to Rav Netam, that the Nisho says in Brochet, Amor Mitzvah says Shaz Man Bom Lo Lai. But how about Shiras HaRambam? And the Ogo says that the Nisho is Mechuyeves to say Birkes HaTor, even according to the Rambam. That Amis says she has mango and Nisha is not allowed to say a prochet. And here, why? Because Asher Shon says it's a vorot. And here, Elisha, the Ogo says, Elisha is mechuyeves to say Birkes HaTor, and one of the broches is Asher Shon says it's a vorot, Asher Bidu Retor, so it's the same reason. So the Ogo says, even though Elisha is Ptur of Talmud Torah, so she is Ptur of the Chibur of Talmud Torah that is incumbent upon men. And then it's mechuyev to learn, if possible, and going always also, even though it's not relevant to him. But, so Elisha is too of learning, but the mitzvahs and the yisuri, that Elisha is mitzuveh, so Elisha is mechuyeves in Talmud Torah in learning those mitzvahs. So it doesn't mean that Elisha is mufkas of Talmud Torah altogether. She is not mechuyeves in Talmud Torah in the same extent as a man is. A man is so vishnantam shintiratiram chadamishichom. If it's possible, to absorb kolatere kula is mechuyev. To absorb kolatere kula is possible. And if it's not possible, so kifikeche. And Nisha is only mechuyeves to learn that which is important for her to know, insofar as shiras ha-mitzves and zeras of Yisur is concerned. So, because of that, see, the Ogo says, and Shukhanoch Paschas like that, she's mechuyeves in Birkes HaTorah. So, Mimele, Elisha is also Elisha, so the Mele, the same Zerasakosu of the Umaritem Vasisa. So it applies that to a daughter also, that the father is Mechuyev to teach a daughter those mitzvahs that she is Mechuyeves. So the Mele, if he does teach them to the daughter, but he doesn't try to inculcate in the heart of the daughter a tendency to be Mikayim, so then she is not in kind of mitzvah. So the mele, apart from the mitzvah or the posik of kiyidati v'manashi tzaveh is one of the basic achav shomu dech Hashem lasik lakom mishpo. So chinuch is implicit in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies to another also, not to the same extent esclarecendo, but it applies in regard to all the mitzvahs and isurim that are shayach, that apply to a woman. And then something else, there is another. I mean, I'm discussing it in great length just to discuss this erroneous notion that even many Torah, made that mistake, that chinuch is just a mitzvah rabbanon, no tanim daily, so it's like any other Jew. There couldn't be a greater mistake than this. There is another mitzvah of chinuch, which implies not only a mitzvah saseh, but a mitzvah slays cells. The Ramban, in his asodes on the Ramban, say for a mitzvah, so the Ramban is massive from the Ramban as to why he doesn't mention in the Minyan HaMitzvahs the posik of Hishom Elocho, Itzeleis Eseh, and the Mesek. Hishom Elocho, Kentishtach, Zagvorim, Asherol, Yonecho, Ufen Yosur, Mubovecho, Kol, Yimichayecho, Veridaitom, Yivonecho, Yivonei Vonecho, Yeima, Asher Omar Ito, Arishem, Amekecho, Bechir. Asher Omar Ito, Arishem, Amekecho, Bechir. So the Rambam doesn't mention it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Not allowed, and not this. So the Ramban says it has to be counted. The law is shown up in Tishka Sadvon Masharol in Echo, Ufen Yosun Lurecho, who have redacted the Necho in Nimanel, Yima Shomalto and Shaka Bechere. So there is a law in the Nesse both. So he says, so you'll say that this is the same mitzvah as Talmud Torah. So the Ramban says, no, that's not the same mitzvah as Talmud Torah. Ramban himself says, so you'll say, that the reason is why it should not be counted, because this just is expressive of the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Ramban says, no, it's not the same mitzvah as Talmud Torah. And Rabbi Bechaya, in his Pirush on the Torah, he says the same thing as Ramban, but he says many more things. So he says, but it is really mentioned by the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs and by the Ramban in Chumash. This is not a mitzvah, not Talmud Torah. This is a mitzvah where he died on the Nechol, Nechol. Implies a chiyuv to be matik, to transmit the Maimed HaSinai to our children, to such an extent, and Ramban says it, and Rabbi Lechaya says it even in greater detail. So it's not just by telling the child there was a Maimed HaSinai, that's not enough. You have to inculcate the experience of HaSinai in the hearts and the minds of the children, so that when they grow up, they'll constantly be motivated by Maimed HaSinai. Not just, it will be just emunah that will lead to action. So, if a father neglects that, so he's a very loved raisa, according to Ramban, and according to Rabbi Lechaya. We shomel ho pentishkach, and we yidaitom yivolecho melecho. And if he is not matic to the children, so that in itself means that he was shechriach Maimed HaSinai. If somebody is not matic, the Maimed HaSinai to the children, so it means that he forgot it. Even though he davens b'tzibur, there are certain parents who themselves, they will be zoya to daven b'tzibur 3 times a day, but they are not heedful. They are not conscious of the obligation of being matic, of inculcating the Maimed HaSinai in the house of the children. So he's even allowed the rights, not just the nesek, but allowed the rights. So that means that chinuch habonim ba, and that essay, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is matan lichem lo misechet. But as far as being matik, Maimed HaSinai, it doesn't make any difference between his son and his daughter. His son and his daughter. So in melee, that means that if a father is not mechanya the children, he lets them grow up, you know, like grass, like wild grass. So it's mevatel many mitzvahs and raises. And even allowed the raise according to the Ramban. Of Hishom Elocho Kentishka. Now, so then we have to raise the question. So how is it that Rishayim say that Chinuch is only the Rabbonon, it only applies to Ktanim, it doesn't apply to Gdelim, but we have to understand something else. I mentioned it at certain bar mitzvahs. The broche of Boruch Shem Torah. That's in Medrash Rav. It's in Medrash Rav. The Rambo says that it's better to say it without Shem Malchus. But the Gros says that he should say it with Shem Malchus because it's in Medrash Rav, the Parsha Teilis. So he says, Boruch Shem Torah, Yom Shishol Hazeh. So there is a machlokes between the Midrash and the Tas. What is the Bog Shetaran? So the book says, because Ish Gehetiyos, so in other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not manish, someone for the head of his parents, of his ancestors. So the Chazal say, Ish Gehetiy Bizman Shuish, Avoy Bizman Sheish. In other words, so sometimes the Hashkochen is manish, is a certain person for his appearance by meeting out a punishment to the Ketan, to the children. To the children. So the Rebbe says, that's why he has to say both Shetorani and Shalazeh, because until the child becomes a godel, so the father, so the child might has to show him, be the recipient of an Enesh because of the appearance of the father. But the moment he becomes a godel, so the father is sure that the child will not suffer on the score of his appearance. And that's a big joy, that's a source of a big joy. He will be punished, he will suffer for his appearance, not the child. This is the Levush pshat, and that's a very good pshat. But the Bog Navron doesn't like that pshat. And he says that the reason is why the Chachomim were misaki. Bog Shetoranim Monshi Shalazeh. Bog Shetoranim Monshi Shalazeh. Is because a father is mechuyev to be mechanich, a child cotton be mitzvahs, but only cotton is mechuyev to be mechanich mitzvahs. But the moment he becomes a godo, so he's not mechuyev and chinuch, so that's why Chachomim were misaki the broche, that he was relieved of that burden of being mechanich child. That's very strange. Chachomim should be misaki. Chachomim should be misaki. A special broche, because the father is relieved of that burden. I mean, this is a source of sorrow, the fact that a father is mechuyev. And what does it mean? That the moment that the child becomes a godel, so the father doesn't have to care. So it's very strange. So what's the pshat in the Bog Navron? It has to do with our Gemara. And of course, it has to do with that for being able to understand that this is Hishem, Rabbi Eliezer Menichi. But the Rambam says the same thing. See, Perek Zayin of Machos Asuras Halacha of Zayin, the Rambam says like this. Kotin Shochal Echod Mi Machos Asuras. Oy Shoso Melocha Bishabas. In Bezin Bitsum Nola Prise. In Fishayin Ibn Das. Pamed Vol Namurim Bishoso Meatsme. Abo. Lachil Ibn Yodayim. Ose. Lachil Ibn Yodayim. Ose. Lachil Ibn Yodayim. Bechein Ose. Lachil Ibn Yodayim. ואפילו לדבורים שאין משום שוס. אף על פי שהם יבזים ליצוגים להפרס את הקודם. There is no heter in the world to tell a child, even though it's done by many other Jews, to tell a child to carry the father's talus to shoot. So ואפילו לדבורים שאין משום שוס. אף על פי שהם יבזים ליצוגים להפרס את הקודם, מצווה הלובי ולגבי ולהפריסר, כדי לחנכי בקדושת, So first of all, the Rambam is chilik on Rabbi Eliezer mitz, because he mentions the mitzvah of chiyuv that is incumbent upon the father, that is peculiar to the father in regard to leisus, not like Rabbi Eliezer mitzite that it applies only to mitzvah asei, not leisus. And then it is interesting that when the Rambam says in halacha pates mitzvah loviv, so he says. Mitzvah lo bifliga beyu lachvise. Why don't we say lachvise? So he first emphasizes Lidabay. And the Shabbos he also says, Lidabay, Lachinse, Lachinse. In other words, Shenema Hanich Lidar Otidar. Now, so that means that there is a special chiyuv of chiyuv incumbent upon the father in respect to a kohen, that the father has to exercise force, he's mechuyev to exercise force in order to restrain the child from it. The father should not content himself with just talking nicely to a child, because if, while the child is a kohen, the father will only try to be mechanach him with nice words, he'll never be able to be mechanach the child. There is a period, this is what the Rambam says, In other words, there is a special chiyuv to be mechanech by exercising force. Of course, it should not be overdone. There is a limit. But that is the special chiyuv that applies only to a kohen, not to a goy. And whenever the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of chinuch, he mentions literally lakeisei lachvisei so. It doesn't mean that he has to hit the child just like that. But in other words, in order to restrain the child from suing, so he's mechuyev to exercise force. What kind of verbal force and even physical force? So that is a chiyuv d'rabbanan, not a chiyuv d'raisa. Of course, there is a heter midraisa. Because the reality that there is a heter midraisa, first of all, how could there be a heter to use force midrabbanan? If there is no heter midraisa, so then how could the chacham be misakin shebeir on the lava from Yisrael Makese? So then, and then the mission says Makese, Maya Vishus Akok Vishus, Yotzoava Makese Lei. So then it's not Chayav Goles. Why? Because of the mitzvah of Chanech Unah and Darkei. But this is only a mitzvah Rabbanon. The answer is the Chiyuv is the Rabbanon. But the heter, the Vishus of being Makese Nei Estalmidei, that's in the right of power. So in other words, the Chiyuv of Chiyuv in the Rabbanon that's incumbent the father is a Chiyuv that the father should fulfill the role of a Sheiter. What's it? Sheiter is Sheiter. So Sheiter in the name of Makelo Ritzuo. So that is Midrabanon, and that applies only to Ktani. It doesn't apply to Beirut. On the contrary, if somebody is Makel Bula Godel, so it's Chayiv Nidu. It's Chayiv Nidu that the more he made God. It's Chayiv Nidu. So, but it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that the moment the child becomes Mamitze, so no Chiyuv to be Mechanachim. On the contrary. As long as he is a kohen, there is a chiyuv midrabbanon incumbent upon the father to realize coercive chiyuv. But the moment he becomes a gadol, then there is no chiyuv of beating out coercive chiyuv. On the contrary, it's chayuv nidu if he is makim. He is makim. But he is mechuyev to be mechanachim in mitzvahs by inspiring the child. That he should be impelled towards mitzvahs, that he should gravitate towards mitzvahs, that he should abhor his soul. So now, all kinds of ways how to inspire the child. Of course, primarily by teaching him Torah. So Martin Reyer is the Harun Lachesha. The more Torah what a father teaches a child, the more he is able to inspire the child that he should gravitate towards mitzvahs and that he should abhor avayas. That's the mitzvah. That mitzvah of chinuch is implicit in kiyidatis of Marashim Tzavet, one of the basic apple. That applies not only to a kohen, to a gadol also. So that's why the Mor Avraham says, "Lechachom mor misakin, ebroch ebor shel Torah." What's the source of the joy? The source of the joy is the fact that the father does not have to resort to coercive measures, and that henceforth he'll only have to be mechanachim by inspiring the child. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a brosha, I'm saying that it's a loch. I'm saying that it's a loch. I mean, I think that's the pshat in Bor Shel Torah, according to the Mogen Avraham pshat. Now we can understand what Rabbi Elazar Meit says. I mean, it's inconceivable that Rabbi Elazar Meit shita is that the father just can remain indifferent towards all the villas of each child of the cotton. He can eat chazer, he can eat vile, treat, everything. Everything. And now do we think about it? The Rabbi Noezer meets discusses the special mitzvah of chinuch that is in the Rabbanon, chinuch of chinuch in the Rabbanon. So, what is only in the Rabbanon? A chinuch only in the Rabbanon. Coercive chinuch. To scream at the child and to give him very stringent chochet, to reprimand him very severely, not by just complimenting him. So that chinuch of chinuch applies only to mitzvah saseh. To mitzvah saseh, the chachomim are not misakim. Not that the father cannot resort to coercive chinuch in the daughter. Luisa say, of course, insofar as the heter to exercise force is concerned, we write say. So of course, if there is a heter in regard to Mitzvah Saseh, certainly in regard to Mitzvah Saseh. But the chiyu, the chachomim will not be saki, a chiyu of lahakis as mea kotlin, every time that the kotlin does something that is awesome. Why? All right. The chachomim probably knew. Because you see, mitzvah, I mean, that's only timeless. Why the Chachamim were not misakim a chinuch of coercive chinuch in regard to Yisurim? Because insofar as mitzvahs are concerned, so you do the mitzvah and finish. So you will not have to, the father wouldn't have to keep on hitting the child 100 times a day. And the child, he knows that if he doesn't put on tzitzes, the father will hit him. So maybe he'll put on tzitzes. Mashenke, I mean, that's only, I'm explaining why the Chachamim are not misakim. Mashenke, in regard to Yisurim, if there had been a chiyuv of exercising force, so then it would lead to a situation where the father might have to exercise force many times a day, you see. Many times a day. So because of that, so according to the Rambam in Achadame, if he pleads to such a situation, so he's mechuyev to exercise force 100 times a day. But according to Rambam Ezamimitz, because of that, the Chachomim were not misakim a chiyuv of using force in respect to Yisurim. But of course, the father is mechuyev midraise to restrain the child by explaining to him, by pointing out to him. So that is a chiyuv midraise. But that's not a chiyuv. That's not the mitzvah of chinuch that the Gemara mentions, and something else, you see, insofar. So the Rambam means doesn't mean that a father can ignore, you see, all the avirus done by God. He means that chinuch of chinuch of migabe lakeisei applies only to mitzvahs, not to Yisur. But he's mechuyev to restrain him through other means. And that is mechuyev midraise. That is mechuyev midraise to do. All right. But that is sheinim achilik and Rabbi Eliezer means. Now, so this is one thing that I wanted to discuss. Then there is another thing that I want to discuss that has a bearing on Gemara Yamal. The mitzvah of chinuch. Is it a chiyuv upon the father, but the kotten himself is not mechuyev in anything? Or the chachomim or misakeh, that if the kotten is a gia lechinuch, so the kotten himself is mechuyev to do it. So it seems that on that point there is a machlokes shem. There is a machlokes shem. From the Ramban it appears that there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the kotten himself. Everything is incumbent upon the father, not upon the kotten. But from Teis Veshite, it's mashma that there, in the Rabbonon there is a chiyuv of mitzvahs mitam chinuch upon the kotten himself. In other words, the kotten himself is a chayte. If he's already a gil chinuch, when he has to do mitzvahs and he doesn't do mitzvahs, so the kotten himself has rather. You'll ask, I mean, how is it? After all mitzvahs deraise, so he caught his not before it, no mitzvahs deraise. And here, the chachonim no misake, so there's no kash. The Torah did not impose any chiyubim in mitzvahs asei, any chiyubim of mitzvahs asei upon the cotton. But the chachonim did. Now, so it seems that there is a machlokes between the Rambam, and Tesis. Gemara in Brochet that this word. So Gemara says it's a Mishnah Megillah that she says. Man also, Hakel Kshayrin Litfeis of Samgila, Chutz Mechera Shikikot. In other words, in order to be Meitzi others, for the Aloha Kshemeya Keine, so the one who is Meitzi has to be in the Chuyah Vido. If somebody is not in the Chuyah Vido, he cannot be Meitzi. The review the Machshah Mekot. The review is Machshah Mekot. So, of course, that we pass the line, but I can't, not like you. So, this is a sekash, that is what it was. The intena, there is a cotton my way, if you cotton show it, yell if you, family and take home the best, she calls you in the way of the dog, and it's a sarap, who might have to be in the match, punish. There is a machlet between the camera, and review the, as well as a cotton can be made, see a hair in the face of you. He has to be in the way of the dog. So Tarakam says he cannot be made here, Rabbi Yudah says he can be made here. That kind of cotton, how we do it. How we do it with the cotton, shall we be able to So he's not there. So how can Rabbi Yudah say that he can be made the others? He has to be in the Chuyah Bidol. We begin the Chinuch, my time with the Rabbonon, the Asra. How it trias in Vila the Rabbonon, the Amrinon, cotton she be able to Chinuch with the Rabbonon, he got to repent the Rabbonon, he got to come and fail him, she may say, the cotton made the Ovi, Shall Yochel or Kazayis, the Haile de Rabono? I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but this, the Gemara says a common taste is pshat. So a common taste is pshat. So the Gemara says it in the third pair, that fourth. Now, there is a few of Birkas Amozim in the Raisa. But, taste of Shita is that a few of Birkas Amozim in the Raisa is only if he ate Kidei Sri. If he said so. But suppose he ate 10 Kseis in Pass. But he's not satisfied, he has a big appetite. He's not satisfied, he's not surveyor. So then he's not the Chuyah Vidah because I'm Muslim in the rights. Unless he's surveyor. But with Rabbonon, as long as he ate one Kazani of Pas, so he's the Chuyah Vidah to the one. So according to Tesis Pshat, the Gemara is saying that the cotton can be made to the father. The cotton ate, and the father ate. But the father ate only a kazayis, but not kidisviyeh, so the father is only mechuyeh with rabbonim because I'm Muslim, because it was kidisviyeh. So the cotton we also ate can be made. So we see that where the cotton is mechuyeh with rabbonim because of chinuch, so it can be made. So why do the rabbonim of Rabbi Yudah say that the cotton sheigia al chinuch cannot be made with chomigile? He should be some monarchia. If we are dealing with the cotton who is really dealing with Chinuch, why does Rabbi say he can be made? If we are dealing with the cotton who is dealing with Chinuch, why does Rabbi say he cannot be made? V'yei shleima v'shari b'yakas amos, sh'yechum l'yisayot, yeisam d'rais, uvikau l'vtor m'yem, k'damrino m'yitam, v'yei l'chmiru al atzmo, uvikadai z'yem k'neitzo. Because there is a more in the third period, Chabar Pira says that the Jews are such as so superior spiritually. The Torah was hired them to be involved because I'm Muslim only when they eat kidisviyeh, and they imposed it upon themselves. That even when they don't eat kidisviyeh, just because I saw kibetzo, they also bench. So in other words, so the first teretz of Tesis is that the machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yudah with regard to Megillah has reference to a cotton that is a Gilech. So that's why Rabbi Yudah says, that he can be made, because he's Mechuyah. And the Rabbanon say he cannot be made, even though it's a Gilech. Why? Because the field is only it's a field. Machine king by Birkesamosen seems the whole field of Birkesamosen is a home around a Hinach Mirolatron. So Mele, Kotnishin, Gila Finu, can be made see the father who is only the Huyev in Birkesamosen. That's one thing. In a Hosom Mekeli Kotn El Hadrabo, the Mele Shah Kotn Ochokin is here. We can't also the Rabono, who made see the Rabono. Aber woher mit der Kotten geteilt der Rabbi? Die haben die mit Rabbi, die haben Kotten der Rabbi, die haben Joche der Eizze, die haben Lecker der Rabbi. And that is the main Terez in Jesus. And there are many other Rishini who mention the second Terez as the second Terez in Jesus. So things he says that, true, if he Kotten is a Gia Lechinuch, he can be made to others. Only if it's the same kind of Rabbi. So, let's say, so if he Kotten, so things he says as follows. If the cotton is a gear and the cotton ate kidney sweet. So what is a cotton? And even a cotton even in the rice. But he is a cotton. So because of the fact that he's a cotton is not machine with rice. But on account of the fact that he's a gear chinuch, he's machine with rabbon. And the father is also machine with rabbon. Because the father ate kazais. So in each one it's one the rabbon. By the cotton, it's one the rabbonon, because he's a cotton, but he ate kinisviye. And by the father, it's only the rabbonon, because he didn't eat kinisviye, he only ate kazais. So in the melee, the cotton's chiluk is one the rabbonon, and the father's chiluk is one the rabbonon. So it's the same level. So in the melee, it's considered mechuyev gedol. It's the same kind of mechuyev gedol. Masheim kei, suppose a cotton, the father ate only kazais, not kinisviye. And the cotton also ate only kezayis, not kidisviye. So even though the cotton is mechuyev to bench, even in that case, but in that case it's two rabbonos. First of all, he's a cotton. Secondly, not kidisviye. So the cotton who ate kezayis only, not kidisviye, will not be able to be made see the father who ate kezayis only, not kidisviye, because here it's two rabbonos. So maybe that's why the rabbonim of Rabbeinu say that the cotton should be alechinuch. Cannot be made see, the people who is Chesam Gila. Why? Because all the other people that they live, they have only one Rabbanon. By the cotton, it's a two Rabbanons. First of all, Mikro Megillah in itself is only the Rabbanon, and then it's a cotton. So that's why you cannot be made. Anyway, from this Veshite we see that this Veshite is that the Chinuch of Chinuch is incumbent upon the cotton himself. Not that the father is not free. Of course the father is not free. That goes without saying. But together with the chiyuv upon the father, so there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the cotton. Because Pesach says that it can be made see. Only it has to be the same level. In other words, it can only be made see someone that is only one rabbanon and the cotton is only one rabbanon. But if the cotton is two rabbanons, so it cannot be made see a godo who is only mechuyev because of one rabbanon. But that means he's a mechuyev gedol. If it's the same level, he's considered a mechuyev gedol. If this shita had been that chiyuch is only a chiyuch upon the father, so the cotton is not a mechuyev gedol at all. How can this be discussed? One rabbanon, two rabbanon. He's not a mechuyev gedol. So this shita obviously is that by cotton shehigil a chiyuch, so not only is the father mechuyev, the cotton himself is mechuyev, and therefore it can be made. And why can't he be made see? According to the Rabbanon, Mikra Megillah, because he is two Rabbanons, and the daily not only one Rabbanon. So that's a special aloha. So it's not the same Mechuyim, though. It's not the same Mechuyim. So we see that this Veshita is that Kotin Shehigil Lechinuch, so the Chinuch is incumbent upon the Kotin himself, not only upon the Rabbanon. The Ramban says explicitly the contrary. Now, the kasha of Teitzvah is, what do the Rabbanon and Rabbi deal with? If they deal with the Kodesh, only deal with Chinuch, my kind of Rabbi. If they deal with the Kodesh, only deal with Chinuch, my kind of Rabbi. So the Gemara says that Kodesh is made to Yom Yishol Yochal and Kazayis, the Hanid Rabbi. So that's the basis of the kasha. But the Ramban explains the Gemara differently, that Kodesh. Vedi, non è d'accordo con Bailey, si può essere mai. E se ever, non si mamma, lui oggi è un piede samoso in traisa, ma le flute, le scelte, le flute in traisa, e poi, le samoso in snack, in se si ha smanco a me, so, why should they be the flute in traisa? But, it's possible to say that they are not, they are not the flute in traisa. Why? Because, so Rashi explains, because in Birkas HaMozin, the Torah says, and we have to be mentioned, we have to be masculine, Oretz, in Birkas HaMozin. So, and Noshim will not have Oretz. So, maybe they're not Mechuyev with Reich. So, and Tetzis explains it differently, the Abaye. Because Michel Loma please the table with someone who in the Bosse. So maybe Noshim they're not Mechuyev in the full mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so maybe they're not Mechuyev in the Samozin. Either. Anyway, it's not by me. So Gemara is not by. Gemara is not by. Om Rabbeinu Rabbeinu, Noshim in the Samozin, the Reise in the Rabbeinu. We might not be named, Lachuke Rabbeinu in the Chibos. I am the Reise, Ose the Reise, Om of the Reise. I am the Rabbonon, Habe Shein Mechuyev Bidobo, Vichol Shein Mechuyev Bidobo, and Meitz Yisrael Min Chibos. My. Tosh, then the song will be in the boy club, in the boy club, and 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 the boy so it's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's in Mishnah Suki, that Mitzaradi, so a woman, a wife, can be made to see the husband of the Samos, for she may attend, so it's a raya that she's Mechiris with the rights, Mechiris with the rights. Yeah, we should be the rice, so the rice up in the rice. Here we have the rabbon, or the rabbon up in the rice. So the more we wanted to be patient, that the Yishe is Mechuyeves, in the Samos in the rice. So the more refutes that guy. Utamecho, Kotenbach, you will. El Hochel Mayaskino, King Shor, how she will have the rabbon, you also the rabbon up in the rabbon. That's this is the Yose. And that's the Yose we have. But not the old swarming do we have that Yose. The Ramban is not Gerez. This expression, Ultamecho Kotenbach Yubil. But the Ramban is here is, El Hochem Mayaskinon King Shochel Shiur de Rabon. He also the Rabon and Mofi de Rabon. He's not here is, Ultamecho Kotenbach Yubil. He's not here. So in Mele, the Ramban says, Inachname, it cannot be made. It's not like that. He denies the whole thing. Tayseis mentions, as it in Poshet. That if he copy, ate the whole apocheske de Svir, so he certainly can be made the father who ate only kazayis because of the demore. Utamecho kotten bachi yubehu. So according to this, he'll say, when the Mishnah in Sukkah says, Bein Yvorech Lovi, so it means, then kotten Yvorech Lovi. The Ramban says no. When the Mishnah in Sukkah says, in Ulat Agosu, that Ben Emeson will Ben Yvorech Lovi, if it means Ben Golo. So why is Tobi Mioro? Liodom Shinishli Vorek Mvokhele? In other words, no. The Mishnah is mentioning the great Gnai for a father whose son, the God, benches for him. No, because why does the son bench for him? Because he doesn't know any Hebrew. So that's the biggest Gnai that the father didn't learn him. But when the Mishnah says in Sukkim, that Ben Mishom or Ben Mivor, Mikradim, Ben Mivor, it doesn't mean as Lisa says, Ben Kot. It means Ben God, Ben God, but Ben Cotton not. And even, so Ben Cotton cannot be made to even someone who only ate Kazayis, assuming that Kazayis is only the Rabbon. The Ramban is saying the whole thing. He says we do not pass like Rabbanira. But assuming that he's only the Rabbon, like according to Rabbanira, that when you eat only Kazayis, not in the sphere, so he's only hired with the Rabbonon, so a cotton could not be made to him even if the cotton ate Kidisvi. Why? Because he has to be Mechuyev Bidolo. But you'll say, he is Mechuyev Bidolo. So the Ramban says, no, he's not Mechuyev Bidolo. He gives a chinuch. That's a chinuch on the father. The father has to make sure that the cotton benches, but the cotton himself is not Mechuyev to bench. The Ramban says so explicitly in the Muhammad. And then Gemara, yes, what is it?
Would the Ramban maybe explain Rabbi Yehuda that just
one second, I'll come to it. Yeah. So, So the Ramban, and then he says, so, and we not do this, it's a musko mishoveshes nizdam no levi balakizis. That utamecho kotten bachiyudu. That's what the Ramban says in Mohammed. So, we have a machlekes, an explicit machlekes, between Teisves and the Ramban, as to whether by kotten igir l'chinuch, the chinuch, according to the Ramban, the chinuch is only upon the father. He doesn't, it's not in conflict upon the cotton in any way. There are no chiyuvim on the cotton. And according to Tate says, not only is the father mechuyev, but the cotton is also mechuyev. The cotton is also mechuyev. That's one of the things. And then he says that we pass him, because according to Tate says, and the Balamoya says the same thing, it's a slake of the rice. It's a violation. Whether Moshe Mamukhuyov is in the Samos in the Raisa or in the Rabban. The Rabban says that it's Lipshat, that Moshe Mamukhuyov is in the Samos in the Raisa. And when the Gemara says, El Rochim Asim, the Shoch, Shur, the Rabban, the Ose, the Rabban, Mofik, the Rabban, so it's only with the three down, in other words, you cannot deduce from this, because we can say like Rabavira, but at least we don't pass like Rabavira. Rabavira is the one who says that the Israel is Miralatsma. That even if we don't take to the sphere, just the Kazayis or Kibetz or the bench. But with Raisa and Achmechuyev, unless they are satisfied, they ate the sphere. But that's Rabavira Shikha. But we don't pass for like Rabavira, and we pass through that with Raisa, if somebody eats the Kazayis, so he's Mechuyev the bench, even though the Torah says, the Ochalto is a voter. So it doesn't mean it's a voter that it depends upon each person. But some people have a big appetite, so they even if they eat a hundred zaysim, they will not be sabaya. It means Rachalta Misavoto, because a person who is not gluttonous should become sabaya with one kazalis. So we don't pass for like Hamavira. We don't pass for like Hamavira. Alright, anyway, so we have that machlokes. And then it seems from Rashi, in Brochas, in another place,